This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Living in Turkey, one of my absolute favourite things is the special supreme Turkish breakfast. And I've always suspected that there is some sort of chemical magic at play in this. None of this has grown out of just leftovers in the kitchen. They've really thought about this. There is a combination of flavors here that works, and I wonder if it's actually good for us. Allah Ta'ala has told us that for everything there is a cure.
Yes.
So for every illness there's a cure, so we just have to look for it.
Yes.
And the first place we look is in the natural world, is in the herbs, is in the foods.
SubhanAllah, the way it's made prophetically is that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ used to eat balanced foods. So he would eat dates with cucumbers because dates are heating and cucumbers are cooling. But he'd also have butter with honey because butter would be considered cooling and honey would be considered heating. And having the perfectly balanced temperature foods, like their effect on your internal body, that was what's going to make it easier for you to digest it. Now, the interesting thing is, traditionally, foods were categorized based on whether they were heating, cooling, dampening, or drying. So, for instance, honey would be considered a warming food, but it was moisturizing. And butter would be considered a cooling food, but it was dampening. So when the Prophet Muhammad would combine these two foods together, it was to combine all of their positive attributes and eliminate their negative attributes by showing them together. So if you were to eat butter, which is cool and damp, and honey, which is warming and moisturizing, these two are actually going to help balance out each other. So you eliminate the negative effects. You still get the positive effects, but you're not going to get the negative effects.
Interesting. If it's just cucumbers and cheese, that's not as good as having cucumbers, cheese with some honey on the side, for example.
Yeah. The other thing, if you notice with the Turkish breakfast, is that Mediterranean, Chinese, Indian always had six different flavors on the table.
Mm.
And these six different flavors are actually what's optimal for digestion. Your body can't digest food if it's only one type of food. It needs to have that balance. So the olives are considered fermented, so that sour taste actually helps stimulate your digestive system. It stimulates the liver. The tomatoes, the cucumbers, they're nourishing. I mean, this is full of water, hydrating, so it actually helps your digestive system. It's not just dry foods. Whereas if you compare it to the walnuts, that is hot and dry. So walnuts might heat you up because they're a seed. They'll make you feel warmer on the inside. But they're also drying because they require moisture to be broken down.
Ah. And all of the ancients would have somehow known this. How did they know?
Because people were in tune to their bodies. So all of these things they noticed. They could notice how their stomach digested food. You notice by the output, how food comes out.
Yeah.
This is how people traditionally knew whether they were eating in balance or not. They were really in tune to all the different flavors that they were consuming and the effects that it would have on their body. You shouldn't feel heavy after a meal. It shouldn't feel hard to digest. It shouldn't make you lethargic. If that's what you feel after you eat, that means you're not eating in the right balance.
And of course, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, famously said, you eat a third for food, and a third for drink, and a third for air.
Right. Have you ever considered how much is a third?
No.
I actually measured it.
Okay.
So our stomach is about a liter.
Okay.
And so a third would be considered a cup.
A cup.
So you're supposed to eat a cereal bowl worth of food. That's it.
Okay.
That is it. That is considered the maximum you're supposed to eat at a meal.
Wow. I get the sense that some of these are natural, these plates, and some of them are not organically normal to a Turkish traditional breakfast. Talk us through the combination on this plate, and this plate.
Well, I mean, obviously this plate with the fries and the sausages, this is more of a modern cuisine. This is more to appease tourists. That's why these things are made. But only the burek would be considered traditional.
So if we can move the burek over to
that
this plate,
yes.
And then we can talk about how that would interact.
Now, here you have your tomatoes and your cucumbers, but you notice this is part of their summer cuisine. They wouldn't be eating this necessarily all year round because tomatoes and cucumbers don't grow all year round. And the Turks are actually amazing at keeping up with what's winter foods and summer foods. And we don't have that, unfortunately, in North America. That standard American diet that everyone's eating every day doesn't have the six tastes. So another thing in traditional cuisine, whether it's Chinese or Indian or Mediterranean, is that they also focus on different tastes. So obviously salt draws moisture to your mouth and the digestive system. when you eat bitter, now normally Turks will have arugula on the table, but what it does is it's a bitter, and so it stimulates
like
the
rocket,
liver.
Maybe.
It is a rocket.
Yeah, okay.
It's the same as rocket, the arugula. I think they call it roka here.
Yeah.
In Arabic, it would be jazir. They call it jazir in Arabic. Now, you would find this very common in the Mediterranean, so the Middle East, Greece, Italy. It's very common to combine bitter foods, bitter green foods, with your other foods because it helps your liver digest them. It helps stimulate more bile into the system. Whereas if you're only eating things that are starchy, meat, and sweet, then you're missing all the things that are going to create those enzymes in your body to digest the food better.
So that's the Turkish breakfast then. We've broken it down for you. I kind of knew that I didn't want to eat too much of this. I was getting a bit tired when I was eating it. It's very salty. Not the borek. The borek is good because it's made so fresh over here. But these two plates, if you have these at breakfast, they'll fill you up for a good part of the day, mashallah, and leave us in a healthy condition. I hope you found this really useful. Subscribe to my channel for more like this. Assalamu alaikum.